My family and I were on an outing. We stopped at a stoplight on a highway, and all of a sudden I see in my rearview mirror that there is a truck coming straight for us, rammed right into the back of us. It ended up being a four-car pileup. Luckily, we had a luggage rack on the back that took most of the blow, but we still sustained some injuries that needed significant medical care. I felt confident, feeling I can handle all the calls. I know the story. I know how to talk to the insurance agents and file the reports, and I know how to negotiate. I totally thought that I had this. It added up to be too much, and I just wish that I had called the advocates way sooner. I finally called the advocates, and they took it from there. They know the drill. They know how to do this. They ended up getting a settlement for me that was twice the amount that I thought that I could get on my own.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. When your family's hurting, you shouldn't have to fight the insurance companies. Let the advocates carry that burden for you. Give us a call.
So I was on my motorcycle heading home, is going through this intersection, and this car just turns left in front of me. They said they didn't see me, obviously, and I hit him broadside, flew over the car, and landed, broke my arm, busted my shoulder. It wasn't good. Luckily, I had my helmet on, but yeah, I was mad. So a buddy told me to call the advocates, but you know, I've always been skeptical of lawyers, right? But I called them. They were cool. They listened to me, and they were on my side for sure. They took care of everything. They're a good group of people. They helped me get what I deserved. They worked with the insurance companies. They got everything paid for. They fight for you, and they're going to go for the win.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. I totally get that bikers are independent, but when someone else causes a crash, you need a team as tough as you. Give us a call.
Welcome once again to Robert Nauer Unfiltered, here in the Villages, explaining a few things about real estate today and the difference in HOAs, where I live, and what people really want. Florida has become a hodgepodge of all kinds of bastardized developments that don't necessarily yield to the people or give to the people, the buyers, on what they really want. People really want affordable places to live that are not inundated with a god-awful amount of expenses and overheads that they have to pay for, such as HOA fees, CDD fees, special assessments, insurance, and all the things that have to have when you buy into an HOA. It's one of the reasons why in Vero Beach, back when a guy we know, Joe, who worked for his grandmother, who built the Laurels, were a development, a series of developments in Vero Beach, and none of which had any recreation facilities, any swimming pools, any parks. They were just nicely developed communities that were well-kept, mandated rules and regulations, but they didn't have any pools, basketball courts, or recreational facilities, clubhouses. Why? Well, the answer was quite simple. And this, I'm talking 30 years ago, up to just about 5 years ago, when the Laurels stopped building. Because they didn't want to have large insurance issues, insurance payments, possible claims for deaths and injuries occurring through people being stupid, drowning, going into a pool drunk, etc., etc. The reality is, in Florida, the reason they require all pools to have some form of fencing or enclosure is because people drown in them. And when people drown in a pool, they file multi-million dollar insurance claims. Now, I was at one of the last Laurel developments with talking to Joe, who was running the development for his mother, grandmother, and a client came in, a customer came in seeking to purchase a lot to build on. And she said, "My husband and I are looking for a place that has a recreational room and a pool. Does your development have that?" And he said, No, you can look around and see we don't have that. And she goes, well, why don't you? And he wasn't going to go into the litany, but he basically said it's for insurance reasons and the cost of doing recreation clubhouses and large pools. Generally, they cost a lot of money to maintain, and nobody really reaps the benefit of such clubhouses and pools. Why? Because they work 5 and 6 days a week, and the wife is usually too busy to take the kids over to the pool anyway. He says, that's why we built these the way we do. And I gotta say, the lore where Joe down in Vero Beach was building his upscale development, and it was very upscale, had a HOA fee of $2,200 a year. But it's not a lie, it was like $200 a month. But because he didn't have a pool, and because he didn't have all these other expensive overheads, the HOA fees probably would never go up that much. Now, he had a lot of roads, had a lot of lights, had a lot of sewers to maintain, and those are very expensive, had a lot of lift stations, but he didn't have the one thing that really does drive up the cost of an HOA development, and that is a clubhouse and pool and weight room, all of which cause injuries. However, throughout the rest of Florida and the villages, that is what they have lots of. And the average price today, if you're going into any HOA that has a clubhouse of any significance and any pool of any significance, you're going to pay $450 up to $800 a month. For what? You're not going to use them. Why do people think that they need to build them? Ah, well, there's the answer. It's all about glitz and glamour and marketing. It has nothing to do with the reality of what people really want. All about that glitzy little bauble that makes people go when they first see it. Oh, honey, look, they have a beautiful clubhouse and a beautiful pool. Oh, my God. Just imagine, honey, what we could do being there, sunning ourselves, never swimming in the pool, sunning ourselves. And they don't even consider the price tag of that HOA because of that. But it's the glitz and the glamour that is used to sucker people into these high-priced HOAs. Now, luckily, here in the villages, they don't have that per se. The fees are $196 a month, and you get mini golf courses to play on for free, executive style. Many recreational pools that you could, keyword, could use, but the reality is most do not. They only use the one that's most local to their home that they purchase. I, after having moved back from Vero Beach into the villages, have not yet used one single recreational facility for which I pay $200 a month. I don't use the pools anymore. I would like to, but they're too goddamn crowded. They are. They're too fucking crowded. They are at some of the pools, the majority of the pools, people have to wait upwards of 30 to 40 minutes before they can even enter the pool because there are that many people waiting to get into a particular class. Now, in the villages, there's no sign-ups. It is all first come, first serve. So early birds get the worm. Early birds that show up early to the pool, they are the ones that get in. And there are cutoffs for capacity for recreational rooms, billiard rooms, other things. And sometimes there are cutoffs, especially when there's dance classes. But at the pools, they're very strict on allowing anybody in over the maximum. It just isn't going to happen in the villages, though it might happen in other HOAs. And that is because of a lot of things, hygiene, people getting too raucous, drownings. But nevertheless, if you go right back to look at stark reality, and the question that you should ask is, why do we need them in Florida if you're not going to use them? I just had a guy across from me build a $180,000 pool in screen enclosure. It was finished 2 months ago. And in that 2 months, he and his wife have not gotten in the pool one goddamn time. Not once. Wait a minute. You spent $180,000+ to build a pool and an enclosure, and you haven't used it? Well, look at the age of the people. The husband's 80, and the wife's in her 70s. How often do elderly people think they're really going to get into a pool and waddle around or swim? if you can call swimming swimming, because most of the pools in the villages, for example, are not deep enough to swim in. They're called wading pools. You wade or waddle through them. Whereas most of the pools at the larger recreational facilities and HOAs are more on the line of an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Maybe not as deep, but certainly as long, 26 meters. So the bottom line really comes down to, if you don't want to pay a lot of high fees to go into an HOA, you need to look for one that doesn't have any recreational facility or pool. That's what you pay the high fees for, as well as the road maintenance, the light maintenance, the grass mowing of the common areas, etc. All of those things and more. But in Florida, there are literally no developments being built anymore like Joe's, where they do not build recreational pools and clubhouses. And that is a very sad thing, because what developers are doing in Florida by doing that, trying to one-up another developer by providing more glitz and glamour for people that they don't really need, what they really need in Florida are affordable homes, none of which are really affordable right now. Which is why you shouldn't come to Florida in the first place. But everybody wants to come to Florida. So you're not going to find any developments like Joe used to build that don't have clubhouses and pools. But you still will find HOAs that are high priced because of road maintenance, sewer maintenance, light maintenance, etc., and mowing. And they're very expensive. If you live in a small HOA of only 20 homes and you have it managed by, and most do have it managed by a management company, you're looking at a minimum $20,000 a year to hire a management firm to run your HOA. And it just gets worse and worse the bigger you get. So I don't know if Florida is ever going to be affordable for people anymore. In the old days, in Orlando and Winter Park, there were no HOAs. And if you go to buy a house anywhere in the old sections of Orlando or Winter Park or Maitland where there are no HOAs, that's a good thing. But they're fairly run-down neighborhoods by now after 70 years. But because they didn't have all of those things and the legislature didn't mandate the shifting of taxes by the use of HOAs, we didn't have those issues back then. Florida in the 50s and 60s was a wonderful place to live. It was extremely affordable. Yeah, we had mosquitoes and snakes and alligators like we do today, but it was affordable. Florida today is no longer affordable, and you will no longer find HOAs that recreational facilities and pools, which exacerbate the cost of living in an HOA. And I just thought you should know that if you're planning on moving here. And with that, Bob out.